immediate access to our studios at any time. But we kick things off this hour, joined on the phone by soon-to-be Hall of Famer Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe. Dan, thanks for being with us. You had a great column recently about Goose Gossage and his tirade on Jose Bautista. You readily identify yourself as a baseball traditionalist. I like to think I'm one of those as well. What's our last stand as traditionalists? If not bat flips, what can we hold on to?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's about time to give up the ghost. I think that ship has sailed for all of us. So I don't fight it anymore. It doesn't mean we have to like it, but it's kind of the new way to do things.
Are you particularly peeved by Bautista and his approach to the game?
I understand it's fun. And, I mean, hey, I liked when Reggie was doing it in the 70s. And, you know, we found some video of Mickey Mantle and Yaz, and there were certainly things. It's not like it was invented yesterday. I just feel it's kind of the standard now. And Ortiz, obviously, in our town, has perfected, you know, pimping the home runs. I thought it was better when it was reserved for a special occasion and not just all the time. And that was clearly a special thing for Bautista, you know, in that moment last year. But overall, I find this a lot of it's kind of become standard.
With this year's Red Sox team, how much rope do guys like Sandoval and Hanley Ramirez have?
That's a good question. I think that, you know, I mean, John Farrell's certainly in a position where they can't afford to get out slow if he's going to last the year. And so I would expect that they'd be watching those guys closely. And there's a lot of money invested in them, but they can't finish in last place for the fourth time in 5 years. So I would expect there'll be a relatively short leash for them.
To piggyback on what you said about John Farrell being on a short leash, it seems like everything's already in place for him to be let go should they be slow out of the gate. Do you think that the way that the Jessica Moran story was handled publicly in the media is the beginning of the typical Red Sox hack job that they give people on the way out?
No. I mean, you know, that thing came to surface independently of anything with Red Sox ownership. It's just been percolating for a while, and it was a matter of time before the walls closed in. But I can assure you, and I would know, that thing was not orchestrated to grease the skids for the manager to get let go. It was an unfortunate thing for everybody, and they're all getting on with their lives. But that was not the start of a smear campaign against John Farrell.
Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe, with us here on Downtown. The Patriots with the trade of Chandler Jones yesterday, and on social media, you mentioned that the Bill Belichick PR machine already was in hyper mode, making sure that this was viewed as a positive thing. Is there any outfit in the Boston pro sports scene that's better at getting public support regardless of the move?
Well, I mean, they have a good track record. They win, and they've got a cult following now, and it just amuses me when you don't hear a peep about this guy for, you know, 2-3 years, and then as soon as they make the trade, he was no good. It was time to let him go. It's like everybody's on board. It just feels unanimous every time. And they've made mostly good moves, not all good moves, but, you know, I guess I would have I'd believe it a little more if I felt that people had questioned him while he was here. And there really wasn't much. He was just, all their players are great players when they're here.
Dan, you had a wonderful piece a couple of weeks back about the 1986 season, which was such a remarkable year for you, covering both the Red Sox and the Celtics and the way things broke that year. Was that the most memorable year you've had covering the Boston teams?
Yeah, that would be hard to replicate, to go from the 85-86 Celtics to the 86 Red Sox. It's just the way things worked out with the commissioners Gammons and Ryan and everything. So I was in the middle, and it was a great career opportunity, and it was great to be a witness to all that history. It was a very special year in our town. And really, that Celtic team, you know, Boston didn't get another championship until the 01-02 Patriots. So that was the beginning of a long drought, but very special year to be on the sideline for both of those events.
We were talking about this before the show today, and thinking back to around the time you got started, and people like Bob Ryan, Ray Fitzgerald, and some of the greats, and not to diminish the people who are doing terrific work today, but that Globe Sports Group that you walked into when you began your career there, was that the most talented group of sports writers ever assembled under one banner?
I believe that. I mean, we had I don't know, 9 or 10 people who are in the respective halls of fame, and that's not even to get into people like Ray Fitzgerald, who you cited, Lee Montville, John Powers, the great Jerry Nason, Cliff Keane. It was just a roster, and, you know, we had the experts, you know, you had Jack Craig, the guy who invented TV, sports coverage, and Leslie Visser, a pioneer of NFL for women and going to the Hall of Fame, and you know, Gammons, Ryan, McDonough. It was just, the roster was deep, and they were all wonderful people who were very helpful to young people getting into the business.
Hey, we loved your book with Terry Francona. Are there any new ones in the works, anything in the planning stages?
I don't think so. You know, the Francona book, it screened to be written, had to be done, and it was a lot of work, and we had a great results with that work. They're big projects. They're like term papers that never go away, and I'm not unless somebody bangs down my door, I don't have anything to say at this point. It's all been said.
Are you looking forward? Obviously, you're looking forward to this summer, Cooperstown and the Hall of Fame. Is that the kind of thing that you think about too much in advance, or do you just wait to enjoy it as it happens?
Well, it's such a great honor, and I'm just such a baseball guy and New England sports baseball guy, and to be mentioned in the breath of some of the people that have received that award is just very humbling, very overwhelming to me. And, you know, it's like it happened, it was announced, it's great. Now it's just, going out there and giving the boring speech and trying not to sweat my butt off while I'm out there. But it's a tremendous honor, and I just can't get over it.
Well, well-deserved, no doubt about that. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe, always a treat to talk with you. Thank you for making time for us, Dan.
Thanks very much. Take care.
It's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock here downtown.